he just has always had a fixation with death. In the Larry King interview, he mentioned that he was studying the eyes of patients because that would give him some insights regarding organ transplant. In fact, that really wasn't quite the way. It was just his fixation. Apparently, he would go into the rooms of dying patients and in some cases reportedly had taped their eyes open so that he could see what happened when they died because it just interested him. He has always been incredibly bizarre. He claims a lot of things, but in fact, of the 130 known deaths, fewer than half of them had diagnosed terminal conditions. Some of them had no diagnosed physical problems whatsoever. And even if they did, Jack wouldn't know how to diagnose it because when he did work as a physician, he was a pathologist. He hadn't treated live patients since the Korean War. Probably what Jack says about what he has done is about as reliable as what Jeroen van der Sloot is saying about what he has done. Jack's cause is Jack. It was interesting. I read the transcript of his being on Larry King, and he said, oh, it isn't about him, and it's always about somebody else. Jack Kevorkian has one main interest, and that's Jack Kevorkian, and his next interest is death, somebody else's, not his.